Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome one of the best basketball players in the country right now, Caitlin Clark of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes program. She is on fire right now, and not literally, she's playing really well, but she is here to talk about how she has a collaboration with H&R Block. And Caitlin, welcome to the show. First of all, congratulations on your success thus far, but this is something that college athletes didn't have to deal with until the recent times, is that now with NIL, you need this type of protection, don't you?
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on, first and foremost. It's great talking with you. But yeah, a new campaign with H&R Block, and I'm so thankful they asked me to be a pioneer and really help them with this campaign of creating a fair shot for female college athletes across the board, committing, you know, $1 million to give back to female athletes. And, you know, there are a lot of inequities in college athletics between men and women. So something I'm very passionate about, something they're very passionate about, but also helping explain to college athletes tax guidelines, because, you know, NIL is brand new. It's not something we've had to deal with. Obviously, this is the first year. So, you know, I think that's a huge part of it as well, and setting us up to be financially successful down the road.
You know, as you're coming out of Des Moines and, you know, you say, well, if I stay home at Iowa, all my friends and family can come to the games. But, you know, you're a McDonald's All-American. So you got Stanford, you got UConn, you got Tennessee. What was it like, the pull of some of these, like, you know, more established women's basketball programs?
Yeah, those were always there for sure, whether no matter who it was, really, if it was those schools you talked about or even some smaller schools. A lot of people were knocking on my door, but I think overall I just knew I was a homebody and I wanted to stay close to home, close to my family. And I think the support for women's college basketball in this state is tremendous. And, you know, that was a huge reason I stayed here, is because people come to our games, people get excited about the sport here in the state. And, you know, that's just another reason why I love the game, is playing in front of a big crowd.
You know, point guards traditionally would, you know, obviously bring the ball up the court, distribute. But now in the era of Steph Curry, point guards can score 30 points a game, which is basically what you do. So how much did that revolution, that kind of Steph Curry kind of changed the position? How did that affect you?
Yeah, and like you said, Steph Curry really has changed the game. He's changed the position, changed the game overall. You know, and he's somebody I've watched over the course of the past few years, and I really love his game. And, you know, people try to compare us to, but no, he's tremendous. And, you know, he gets people excited about the game, and somebody I love to watch, and has really changed the game overall. And, you know, I think it's the same thing that some female athletes can do as well. It's just people need to tune in and watch that, and it can be exciting.
You know, and I think about probably a lot of your classmates from Des Moines didn't get to go to Hungary or Thailand or Argentina, represent the United States, come back with gold, gold, gold. What is that like to be such a worldly person at such a young age?
Yeah, I think obviously getting to represent your country at any stage is pretty tremendous, and getting to wear USA across your chest is an experience like no other. And then obviously traveling the world and seeing different cultures, getting to experience different cultures. I think, you know, there are places I'm not sure I would have ever gone in my life if it wasn't for USA basketball. And then obviously winning 3 gold medals, there's just not much like it.
And I would think too, the way the women's game has grown in the last 20 or 30 years. I mean, when I was in college, if you were 6 feet tall, you'd probably be the center. And now, 6 foot, you probably don't even feel that tall out there.
No, yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm almost 6 feet tall, but I'm a point guard. But, you know, like you said, I think the game has really changed. And obviously, we want to continue to change it more. And that's what me and H&R Block are just really trying to do together. It's creating that ripple effect across female college athletics and giving back that $1 million to female student athletes, and, you know, helping us with NIL as this is new. And I think that's so important. And it'll really just help our game grow more and more.
And that's something to keep in mind. As usual, you know, the women are not getting the equal share of this. And so some of these young athletes are getting huge NIL compensation, leaving the women behind. But for every, you know, number 22 jersey that says Clark that gets sold on it, now do you get a piece of that, right?
Yeah, that's the whole goal of it all. And, you know, like you said, there is some inequities, and that's why H&R Block is committing to female athletics, because they've seen that, and you know, they're a huge company with a huge name, and you know, I'm just super thankful to be teaming up with them and wanting to just really level the playing field all together. So I'm thankful to be a part of their team and really help move this thing forward.
Yeah, and I was thinking most 20-year-olds aren't, you know, doing a lot of their own tax prep and filing, and they H&R Block wants to make sure you get every dollar you deserve, right?
Absolutely, you know. I think that's one of the biggest parts as well. Obviously, this isn't something many college athletes have had to deal with too many times in their life before this, so you know, H&R Block is really committing to that and helping us and guiding us through those tax preparations. And, you know, it is super important. This is taxable money. And, you know, NIL has only been around for less than a year now. So they're really committing to helping us and setting up our financial futures.
And then, of course, the defensive part of your game, because I had a guy tell me one time, if I score 30, but the guy I'm guarding scores 30, I sort of feel like I didn't do my job. So if you score 38 and the other point guard scores 38, you're not having that, are you?
No, I can't be having that.
So what is there a weakness in your game? Because nobody's perfect. So what do you got to work on a little bit more?
Yeah, I think obviously like turning the ball over, I think is a big one to continue to improve. I think defensively improving that, and you know, no matter what's good, I think there's always going to be things that you can point out and improve on. And that's just how anybody is, no matter what. I'm sure Steph Curry, LeBron James have things that they want to get better at too. And, you know, I think any driven athlete is going to have things they want to pick out and work on and improve every single day.
So when you walk down the streets of Iowa City, are you mobbed?
People usually recognize who I am, but for the most part, it's not too horrible. Maybe when we're at Carver at a game, it gets a little crazy, but honestly, it's a lot of young girls that are just super excited. So, you know, I try to make time for all of them that I can, because I feel like I was just that little girl, and, you know, inspiring the next generation is so important. Getting them excited about the game and wanting to play basketball is something I am very passionate about.
That's so awesome. They have someone to look up to. And I know you, who was yours? Was it Maya Moore?
Mm-hmm, yeah, she was definitely my favorite player growing up.
That's cool. Last question for you. I just assumed WNBA, playing in the Olympics, your aspirations. What else to which you aspire right now?
Yeah, I think certainly those two for sure. And, you know, obviously I'm only a sophomore, so I have a little more time in college still. So just enjoying every single moment and really soaking it all in, because I think it goes so fast. So, but yeah, those are definitely my dreams and aspirations after leaving here.
There she is, Caitlin Clark, number 22 of your Iowa Hawkeyes. And remember to check out the partnership with H&R Block. As she mentioned, committing $1 million through sponsorships and support, giving women college athletes a fair shot of earning income from NIL, name, image, likeness. Caitlin, thanks for coming on, and best of luck. Continue to keep balling like you are.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline USA.